4-56.
Authorize the purchase of 5 pieces of emergency apparatus for a total not to exceed amount of $2,325,000 with general obligation bond funds, and 2 pieces of emergency apparatus for a total not to exceed amount of $2,329,151 with general fund resources.
Commissioner Salzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This ordinance authorizes proceeding with contract solicitation and negotiation for the purchase of 7 pieces of emergency apparatus by Portland Fire and Rescue. 5 of them will be funded through the remaining funds from the 2010 general obligation bond, and these will be the last items purchased with those general obligation bond funds. And we thank voters for approving that in 2010. And 2 fire trucks are funded with resources from Portland Fire and Rescue's apparatus replacement budget. And here to answer questions or maybe say something, Chief Ken Burns and Jay Guo.
Mayor and commissioners, thank you. I just keep my comments brief in that we appreciate the opportunity to come and ask for these funds to, you know, keep our apparatus in a fine, workable condition to serve the citizens of Portland. Our logistics section has done an outstanding job extending the life of our apparatus. We do have a few of our frontline apparatus who have upwards of 150, 160,000 miles on them, and our goal is to replace them at 120,000. So due to that section's hard work, we have actually extended the life beyond what we really anticipated. And with as the miles increase, the maintenance goes up, and there's some costs associated with that. So this ordinance is just a great opportunity to keep our apparatus in a good working order to provide that care and services to the citizens in a timely manner without breakdowns and delays.
A couple of questions, Chief and Jay. So the apparatus that gets cycled out of the fleet as a result of these purchases. I know we've had a tradition of sometimes gifting an apparatus to one of our sister cities. What happens to the surplus used vehicles that are at the farthest end of the time scale there and are coming out of the fleet?
Yeah, that's it. They do get cycled out. They become, after their first line apparatus, they become a reserve apparatus to replace during temporary repairs, or a callback apparatus if there's a major event. We can staff extra engines to provide more care. And then ultimately, after they're reserved, then they go out to our training facility, and then our recruits use them to the rest of their duration of their useful life. And then ultimately, when they have 150,000, 200,000, and they're 20 years old, then we do try to find a good fit for them to help other communities that are in need also.
And then I noticed that you're purchasing a foam unit. I had a scary conversation with your predecessor, Chief Janssens, when the oil fire issue started becoming national news. And I said, are we ready for that kind of fire in Portland? And she gave me a one-word answer, which was no. Tell us about this foam unit and what it does to our capabilities, and maybe a little bit of a picture of what else we might need to think about.
Yeah, our current capacity, if you will, is foam buckets that is manually dumped into a pump to then deploy. And so right now our best, we have great partners, and right now we have mutual aid agreements with the airport and some of the facilities along the waterway who have bulk storage, actually 500-gallon tank with the mobile pump on a flatbed pickup. Those types of things are far better than a pickup with a lot of 5-gallon buckets on it. So, yeah, this foam unit will put us where we need to be and be able to respond not only efficiently but, quite frankly, very safely and effectively.
This is a bigger one? This is a larger capability unit?
Oh, yes. There will be actually totes on it. So instead of having 5-gallon buckets that individually have to be poured into a container, this unit will have bulk storage on it, so we'll be able to deploy it. Quite frankly, the 5-gallon bucket really is very inefficient, and in most times the use of the foam is faster than you can actually dump the bucket out. Yeah. So right now, quite frankly, we've been really fortunate. We have had a couple incidences, but we've had great partnerships with the Port of Portland in bringing some mobile foam capabilities as well as Vancouver Fire. So there are examples for us to follow and learn from, and that's what this foam unit will do for us.
Thank you. Glad to hear that. Okay, other questions about this package? Thank you both.
Thank you. Yeah, I might just follow up real quick because I was intrigued about the police officers, just for you all to know that Narcan administration, that heroin is a problem in Multnomah County. We, Portland Fire, with our EMS partners, 420 administrations last year.
Wow.
So that really gives you a picture of you know, that partnership with the police is an outstanding partnership, and it's great that they took on some of that responsibility and are helping us providing care. So just
wow. to share that with you. 420 individual administrations.
Yeah, administrations.
Wow. And have you switched to the nasal rather than the injectable?
We have the nasal. You know, the injectable, quite frankly, we can do it IM. So for us, we have a higher training capacity. So it's probably, I would say, just as effective nasally, but it depends on the patient. It's the paramedic's choice or the person who's administering it. So we can administer it in several different ways, where the nasal was the most appropriate for
sure.
People with not as much training.
Right.
Yeah.
So, great.
Anyway, just to share that.
Oh, that's an amazing statistic. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, then it passes to second reading next week, 450.